The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you and enjoy. Life.
We'll get to
932 BC.
No, you're right.
Here we are. One more time.
Number one.
Like 931 more times, really.
Right to free speech.
Today.
Has learned how.
Some of your favorites.
You're not dumb enough to actually try it.
Yes. That's right, regulars. Two regulars. One, Kaylee Horton, who everyone's a big... I mean, who doesn't love Kaylee? And also, she's a good... I don't know, a counterpart, if you will. Blake Scala, the bull. Didn't talk to the bull enough about crypto. I'm guessing it was a bad week. I think the crypto people have turned against Elon Musk. You guys know that, right? Elon Musk is going to be... I mean, it started with SNL. He's going to be a bad guy soon. They had their time with Bill Gates. I think that was the right wing has their time with Bill Gates, you know, evil billionaire. But the left needs an evil billionaire. I mean, not to own one, but to persecute one. And I think Elon Musk is going to fill that gap. Sorry, that was a lot of tangential thought on Blake the Bull, Scala. And rounding out the table was Cuba, who only goes by Cuba, spelled with a K. I think it's because his last name is unpronounceable, but you'd have to ask him. It was a good show. Kuba had to leave early because he loves his family. Ridiculous, right? Oh, but one, I did find it ironic. If you listen to this, and I don't know if he was making fun of him or not, but he's talking about another comedian who was wearing suspenders and shorts to the comedy shows. But Wednesday... I go to Scarps, we do the mic. Kuba is wearing shorts, golf shorts, probably like khaki types, and sandals. I don't know if everyone knows, but supposedly wearing sandals on stage is a taboo. Not supposed to do it. And aren't sandals really just the suspenders of feet? So Kuba, were you out on the suspenders and shorts, right? Called you out, got you, man. You guys going back to the movies? Today we have an unofficial sponsor. Okay, movie theaters. You had your moment. You and GameStop and AMC, whatever. But you got to step up your game. Movie theaters now can't just sit down. People can do that at home. You're going to need reclining chairs. And that's why today's non-official sponsor is the Century Luxury Cinema, south of Pittsburgh. I don't even know what the name of the community is. But we go there. That's where we saw Cruella. I think I touched on that in the pod. But the point is theaters step it up. Parkway Theater, which has an open mic, shows old movies, free popcorn. I mean, free popcorn, right? How much is popcorn in a regular theater? Like 10 bucks? And they serve drinks. You can come and go as you please. Also, Parkway Theater, another cinema sponsor. Anyway, go see some movies, but support the places that are stepping it up, guys. We really do build the world we live in, but we build it with our pocketbooks. Anything else? No. So let's go, with no further ado, episode 932 BC, with Kaylee Horton, Kuba, and Blake Scala. If we could get comics to be organized, which I doubt we can, it'd be nice to just go once a week. You know what I mean? Trevor and I have gone twice, and I know Mark Holton plays... And you play, it sounds like Koopa play.
Yeah. Are we talking about
you
gotta
golf? There you go.
I feel like you guys are like, I'm not good enough to like participate. Like
you're wrong. We're really bad. Yeah. Well, I am. And Koopa, are you any good?
No.
See?
But like you won't miss balls. Like I will swing and miss.
I will swing and miss too.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll do that. Yeah. That sounds fun.
And I'll shank them into the ground and they'll just like sputter. Pop, pop, pop,
yeah,
pop,
yeah
and
that
I'm
sounds
like,
way more
fun. And then I have to go pick up my divot and put it back in. Last game, Trevor womped out a huge divot, and he just kept walking. And I was like, "You're not gonna put that back?" And he's like, "It's rough." I was like, "Still though, dude, come on, whatever." I don't know. I like golf. Golf's good because there's no pressure, and I couldn't keep score if I had to. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. Yeah, that's why I don't like golf.
You don't keep score?
I try to, but by the end of the hole, I'm usually like, "Wait, okay, so I needed to do one to get to the fairway, and then I was in the forest for the one, and then I took a drop, you know, and I'm trying to add them up, and then I'm like, I think I four putted. I can't remember." Yeah, I can't remember. So yeah, I don't know. It gets pretty bad, but I'm usually just glad if I have balls left to play, you know, at the end, because I'll lose. I don't know, a ball every other hole at least.
Yeah,
dude, Jesus, what are you doing, crazy cat?
I think we should do like a comedian boxing club kind of thing.
Fight Club.
Cool.
Well,
yeah. I think that
doing it on a podcast is against the first rule. So
I think I'm too old for that.
Yeah. Can you imagine comics not talking about something?
Did you ever have one of those like in high school?
Yeah, we totally did. Did you have one?
Really?
Yeah.
Like an underground fighting club?
Yeah. When Fight Club came out, every dude and his buddies were like, "We gotta have a fucking Fight Club." It's truth, man.
That's awesome.
Were you around for this?
No.
Now, Blake, it sounds like you were.
Oh, I've had multiple in my life.
Like undercover? Like
no, well...
I mean, just unofficial fight club, right?
We would do like fight nights in college where two people would duke it out.
Did you...
With, like boxing gloves and shit.
Yeah, to say, we wore gloves. We wore boxing gloves. And we weren't...
Oh, yeah, I guess...
But it was like a big thing. It was like an ego thing.
At one time in eighth grade or something, I was like the main event at like a party.
You're Mayweather, baby.
They gave me like $20 or something, and me and some
You're Jake
dude
Paul
named Vinny.
Let's be honest.
We actually fought like three times that day. We gave each other brain damage, and I won. I swear to God, I won the first two fights. And then at the party, I had like CTE or something. I was feeling it, and he won that.
Did you guys wear gloves?
Do you think you actually did?
Huh? No. His question first. I'm just saying words. But I was like rocked. Like I had like a fucking headache, and they're like, "You gotta fight again, dude." Like people paid money to come to this party.
Really?
Did they pay you?
Dude.
Did they pay you?
Huh? Yeah. I mean, they were paying me like Dana White fucking percentages. I got like $20 or something.
As I said, you'd be lucky to get Dana White percentages.
Damn.
Yeah, ours were dumb. We were just boxing clubs, and they weren't, I mean, it's not like anyone was getting super hurt. People would get knocked down for sure. Like, we'd hit each other hard enough to knock each other's equilibrium out of equilibrium.
What comic would you want to fight?
Unequilibrium. I would not want to fight any comic.
Really?
Well, maybe not true.
Just for fun? Yeah, like...
I'm not even
saying, like, someone you would hate or something. Like,
dude,
you have beef with, just someone you think would be a fun matchup.
I would fight Jared Helfer.
You and Kubo.
Shout out, Jared.
Who would pick someone who they know they will lose to? You obviously pick someone. I'll pick the guy that wears golf shorts all the time to comedy. What's his name? He's new to it. He wears glasses.
Don't know. I did see a guy in golf shorts, though. That I recognized the golf shorts.
Was
more
he there
than
yesterday?
He wears suspenders on Wednesday.
I wasn't there Wednesday.
Like a onesie suspender, whatever the fuck it's called.
Onesie?
A black, yeah. He looked like a...
Oh, Zivon?
No.
He's a black guy?
No. I would not fight a black guy. I got jumped.
I don't know Zivon. Because
you'd go to prison for a hate crime.
In college, I got beat up.
In college, I had several hate crimes.
I got beat up by a bunch of Congolese people in college, dude.
Congolese?
Yeah, Congolese from Congo.
I didn't know that was the word that you used for people from the Congo.
Well,
I mean, it makes sense. It's smarter than sounding than Congolese.
And it was not my
fault. Oh, no!
I mean,
if
you had to guess what a Congolese person...
I would guess Congolians.
Congolians!
Ooh, that's
yeah,
a good one.
That's all right. That's what I'm talking about. That sounds better than Congolese.
I would fight Stooge. I think that's...
Yeah, dude! Yeah, you would! You so would! Can I fight Ian?
Stooge wouldn't even have to spin it. He wouldn't even have to spit out his gum to finish
Stooge
you off, dude.
Stooge has been left in, so he'd be all confident.
I feel like Ian would start crying. He's like, "I don't want to hit you back." I would not fight Adam Nining. He used to do wrestling in high school.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, what kind of fight? Are we talking boxing or we're talking like grappling? Because like that's MMA. Like that's different.
Yeah, are you talking like a gentleman's agreement?
I'm thinking like boxing.
First blood.
First, like.
Yeah, I'm thinking
fucking people up.
Okay. That's a different situation then. I have to reconsider.
I did do like a boxing one though in like middle school, and we only had three gloves, and you would do two rounds. So one round you would have one glove.
I love this. Awesome. That's so perfect. You had three gloves.
Yeah, I had one fight like that, and I had the...
Was
the
it a left-handed?
I had the two gloves the first round, and I was doing real good, and then the second round, I got the shit kicked out of me, and...
It's funny that you remember these junior high fights.
Oh, it was traumatic. People were holding me down.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was weird. That's not I fell, and there was a pylon, and I was...
Blake, I don't...
We don't need to get into it.
This doesn't sound like a club. It sounds like a... Let's invite Blake over and beat his ass.
How many fights do you think you are in your life?
What kind of fights are we talking about?
What did you say, one or been in?
No, how many has he been in?
Okay.
Maybe a dozen.
A dozen? Wow. Yeah.
The fights I've been in were usually a group of people. So it's not like I was like picking a fight with somebody, you know?
I'd say
it was
that
like
counts. If you threw punches at someone and
yeah, I would like get jumped essentially. It was a lot of it. It was
literally.
Probably three, maybe four.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was in like two or three.
Yeah. And then I mean, we did all the boxing club stuff, the fake boxing clubs, and then I was in wrestling for 6 years and stuff like that. But that stuff doesn't. I don't know. I always feel like I could have been a lot better at stuff like wrestling and fighting and stuff like that if I wasn't so like at the time I thought that there was like a right and a wrong way. And, like, I can only do this if I do this and that kind of stuff. Like, I was restricted.
You're wrapped up in the specifics of it.
Yeah, I was wrapped up way too much in the specifics of it. Like, and it was, I don't know. I just didn't have a whole picture of whooping people's ass like Blake did over there.
Mm-hmm. That's how I always felt about baseball or softball. Like, I would get so in my head with, like, which play am I doing? Like, where am I going if they hit it there? Mm-hmm. That it, like, wouldn't be even fun anymore. Like, soccer, basketball, I feel like I don't think as much. But I don't like the time that you just have to just think about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That stresses me out.
I did that for slow pitch softball, like adult drunk league or whatever, you know what I mean? And I was the pitcher, and I didn't realize it. I thought pitcher was going to be the easiest, which it's still pretty easy. But the pitcher has to back up everyone. So, like, if there's a play at first, you have to, like, back up that guy. And then if the guy from the shortstop needs to move to second, then you have to back up short. And I was just like you. My head was every play. I was like, okay, so we've got a man at third.
Exactly. And there's got two guy. Outs. So if it goes here, I'm doing this.
Then I have to cover first. Right. And that's the level of baseball. A lot of people don't realize it's going on.
Baseball's a lot of like,
I
don't know.
Strategy.
Strategy, 100%. Yeah. More so than any other sport that I've encountered.
Yeah. And I really like baseball because it's like the ball is like a highlighter of athleticism. Like they pass athleticism around the field. You know what I mean? Like everyone's just standing there.
That's a really beautiful way to say it.
Yeah, because everyone's just standing there with their fucking hands in their pockets. But then all of a sudden they get possession of the ball and they turn into a fucking professional athlete. You know what I mean?
I like that metaphor a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's what I like about baseball. And it's a lot easier to watch.
But they're all
simile,
fat.
It was a simile. What's
that metaphor? What's that?
The baseball players are fat.
That's not true. That's I feel like true. More football players are fat
golfers
than baseball
are
players.
Fat.
I would say now golfers are in shape.
I mean,
I
did
a fat league, professional fat league sports.
You have to be over 200.
Over like a,
what's his name?
Over
the
like
old guy.
350.
Over 350.
Just won the golf. Who's just won the Masters?
I don't know. I don't.
It's like
his name.
Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson.
Is it him?
I think it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
And he's like
Mickelson.
That's how I just fucking said.
That's true. She did say Mickelson.
Okay.
The fat Olympics, dude. How great
would
that
be? But he's fat. He's a fat guy.
350 pound. Is he fat now?
Yeah, and he's like 50 something, and he goes, and there's a picture of him swinging with his big belly, like, out, and then he's got a quote of something like, "You can't pull fat. That's why I'm never injured."
Nice. A king. An icon.
If you win the Masters.
I think someone had a joke that we should have at the Olympics just for a comparison. It's like, you know, the eight finalists and ninth, it's Steve. Just to see, you know, just to see how good they really are.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, they should just like do a lottery where they pull somebody out of the crowd for every event. Yeah. And they're like, no,
that would be so funny, dude. Oh, that'd be awesome. For like the high dive.
Yeah.
And like dangerous the bobsled. Just random audience members have to do it.
Can you imagine some like giant fat guy gets the high dive and he's like, I'm going for a belly flop.
And he has like a perfect dismount and he's like, I've been preparing.
The best would be like the ski jump and shit like that.
Oh my god. Just breaking legs, like bones sticking out.
Hell yeah.
Holy
that
shit.
Would be a great tradition. I would love that.
Yeah.
That's a good call. Why don't we have
I think we just explained why we don't have
Jackass worked, right? Then why wouldn't that work?
Something's yeah, but Jackass worked though because you kind of wanted them to suffer.
Leave out the actual athletes and let's do an Olympics. That's just like
Jackass should do Olympics one. Serious.
We'll call it BME Pain.
They
Olympics.
Did what?
No, I'm saying they should do like an
episode. They should do their own
most dangerous Olympic sports, like ski jumping.
That would be interesting to see Steve-O try to do a high dive because he like I don't know if you know, but in college he like roomed with the Olympic high divers like. That's where he learned to do a lot of backflips and stuff like that. They all taught him how to do gymnastics and shit.
Oh,
like
wow.
That.
Yeah. Damn.
So, wow. Steve-O's a pretty interesting fella.
Did you know they're making new Jackass?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Same characters? Or same people?
All sober this time. At least Steve-O.
That's unfortunate.
There's only two of them that aren't over 50, so...
That one guy was trending, and he's like a hot old dude now.
Which, Knoxville, maybe?
I think it was. Yeah. It was Johnny.
Knoxville seems like the handsomest of all of them.
He's like Steve-O's a hot old guy. He's super gray now.
Steve-O's kind of handsome, I guess. No shortage of pictures of him with his ass hanging out, so he could be a sexual icon.
Did you guys see any of his new stand-up that he's done, the touring with?
No, but supposedly he's been doing stand-up for over a decade.
Oh.
So...
I haven't seen
I respect that a lot more than people that are just like famous and are like, I'm going to do stand up now. And they get like booked and they get audiences because they're famous and they're not good.
I'm sure he did though. I'm sure he got booked and got audiences and stuff. But
I think
he's
there was actually like a beef.
When was
like
Jackass
at, like
the whole
Al
thing?
Magical or something.
I can imagine.
Late 90s, like early 2000s. Right?
What was what?
Jackass?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Was it that long ago?
Let's see.
At least 15 to 20 years.
Really?
What do you call the Jackass movie?
Yeah.
Do you hear fucking Drake Bell got arrested?
Dude, I think that girl was from my hometown.
Jack Black?
No.
Drake
Bell. Oh my God, no.
Like from Drake and Josh?
Who?
Who?
Drake and Josh. Drake Bell.
Which one? Is it the fat one?
No, skinny one. Skinny hot one.
I have no idea who these people are.
You know what? Okay, well, you're way too old to watch Drake and Josh.
That's true. Is it cable TV?
Yeah, like a Nickelodeon show.
I never had cable TV, that's why.
Oh, that was that shit. The Amanda Show?
Yeah.
So anyway, one of your skinny role models as a kid is now a what?
He's like a
That's been a thing for a while though. People were accused. I think that girl, if it's not her, there is a girl from my hometown in Podunk, New York, that like accused him of like she's like 17 or something.
I heard for
when she was 17,
moved to Mexico or something, and changed his name to like Drake.
He did, dude. Look at his Instagram, dude. Yeah. Everything's in Spanish.
But
like
apparently he came back to Ohio for some reason.
Oh my God!
Know. I guess he thought his Drake Campana disguise was going
to
fool everybody.
And so pay to see him. Wait.
This okay.
Oh, this is great. So, yeah. So Drake Bell is still
his like
Instagram
a
handle.
Out face now.
Oh yeah.
He's what?
Him, Aaron
like
Carter. Have you seen Aaron
face.
Carter
yeah,
lately?
Yeah,
I saw him live. Similar. It was amazing. It's terrifying.
Who's Aaron?
Wow. Carter?
We're losing him.
So now he's.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. We're not. I just don't know who the fuck this guy is.
Yeah. Exactly.
So he's this guy. Does his face look familiar?
No.
Really? Okay.
He does look like an idiot and weirdo,
yeah,
though.
I know who he does.
Yeah.
This is a Nickelodeon. This is you guys' jam, huh?
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Blake and I were right in that pocket.
I never had Nickelodeon. I think there was
You didn't
a,
have Nick at Night with those old shows?
Fresh
Prince
cable
Cosby.
TV.
All those Cosby classics.
All of our
you watched that shit, though,
antenna
right?
TV was all we had.
Oh,
so.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, so. Cosby was before my time. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, but you didn't pick
yeah,
it up as like a kid.
Yeah, yeah. They still played it.
Because we used to watch it.
True.
We used to watch Different Strokes in my house.
I've watched it in mid-2000s as a kid when I came for summer.
Hmm. I wonder if there's any like network that's still running the Cosby Show.
They
gotta
should
be,
bring
right?
it back,
right?
Dude, like, in prison.
Because there's like those last
just call it the
prison.
Cosby Show again.
Oh, dude.
Dude, we should make a modern Cosby where he's in prison.
Am I talking to his family? Oh my God.
He's getting visitations.
Please, God.
And he's spreading wisdom to all the other inmates and stuff.
He does that, dude. He gets people to tweet for him.
Really?
And like tweet things that are like, Happy Father's Day from America's favorite father. Like he did that from prison.
How racist would it be to have the entire cast do the show from prison? Like everybody ended up in prison.
I don't know how that's racist.
Can they just can they like recast Bill like they did in like the mom and Fresh Prince? And just like pretend that it was like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Whatever happened to
No,
because
he did that for the Roseanne, right? And didn't work. What?
You mean Fresh Prince or the Roseanne?
Well, when Fresh Prince, they recast the mom having the show. And then I was thinking Roseanne got canceled. They just like took her out of the show.
Yeah, they said she overdosed on opioids.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
The character. Yeah, yeah. Right. I thought you were saying Roseanne. I will not watch the the Connors. That's what they call it now.
Dude, I've watched. I mean, Joe's the.
It's got to be bad, right?
Even if it's not,
I've watched it.
You can't steal someone's like intellectual property.
That is crazy. It's called Roseanne.
Yeah.
Like, how are you? Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Just don't do a show. If you're gonna do it out, don't do a show.
Just like with Dave Chappelle, right? They still have the Chappelle show after he left.
They have the rights to it.
Really?
Yeah. The one more season, I think. Without Dave. Maybe they changed the name, but I know Dave Chappelle was pissed. I've heard in one interview because when he canceled them. They started, was it called Keem and Peele?
Keem and Peele.
Yeah. And then Schumer.
Which is supposedly a really good skit show.
It is, but Dave Chappelle.
They're funny guys.
Dave said that he basically stole from him.
I think it's like, it's not jokes. He's saying that they imitated the format, and they did, which is fine, but everybody has.
I don't know. I love Dave Chappelle, but.
Dude.
On that whole thing, it seems like he's acting like he invented sketch comedy or something. I'm like, Mad TV was around first.
Right.
Is he bitching about those
they
two
were
guys?
On Mad TV.
He said so in like specials like, before, he talked about Key and Peele and Amy Schumer. He's like, I'm not saying it's my show, but it looked a lot fucking like my show.
I think he kind of was a
trailblazer and now he's gatekeeping it.
They took his
role. And then Lauren Michaels walked in next to him and said, not sure it's my show, but it looked a lot like my fucking show.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
I like your Lauren.
I didn't invent sketch comedy, that's right.
I got really mad when he started, you know, telling people on stage, hey, let's sabotage them so I can get more money. I didn't like that.
I like that in theory, but I was also like, aren't there like worthier causes that you could do this for? I was like, you just had that thing for George Floyd and all that, and I was like, wow, this was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I feel like if you're gonna like, that's fine. I love the rebellion. I guess I feel like I'm like, you're already a rich dude. Like, I don't know, get your money. I didn't watch the Chappelle show because I was like, all right, Dave told me not to. Like,
I wonder why he felt like he had a right to it. You know?
I mean, I think it's like a deeply personal thing. He's talked about this in almost every special he's done since. Like, his issues with like that was like his. Baby that he created and made him who he was, essentially.
Sure. I just think he's so big, nobody's like...
But it's still there. It's still making him who he is without him making money off of it.
Yeah. I don't think nobody's willing to take a punch at him, just like to roast him.
And nobody.
Andrew Schultz had a good take on it. He said, imagine if, you know, what's his name? Patrice O'Neill heard him say it on stage and then Dave Chappelle walks off and then Patrice just goes, you're the greatest motherfucker. And then...
Like, oh, here comes the hero.
Yeah, here's the hero.
It's like, who's going to tell Dave Chappelle no? Nobody.
Not a lot of people.
Rogan's not. Like, whoever he hangs out with is not going to say no, Dave. That's maybe not a good look.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he'll go off the deep end and be crazy, too. People do that when they get really, really rich.
He's really withheld on it, though. He lives in, like, fucking Ohio. Like, he's been keeping it cool for a while.
Yeah, that trip to Africa or wherever it was probably did him some solid.
100%.
Where just no one probably even knew
but
he was.
But that's such a gangster move to, you know, to have a show and then you just say, no, I don't want to do it.
Dude.
And there's, like, 50 mil
punk rock
on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a big baller move, but at the same time. He's a big baller. He's got a huge amount of money, right?
Yeah.
When he left.
Did he keep that money?
He's got to have some money. I mean, he's got to be rich as shit, right?
Well, he probably, you know, probably invested in it. How much is it to live
in
Ohio?
They paid him $50 million for that last season of Chappelle
did
do whatever. Right. And I'm wondering, did he keep that money? They said in Schultz's podcast, he said that he did keep the money, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know. I assume that he's got it. What else?
He's good.
What else would he have made money from? I mean, the show, it can't be Men in Tights money still rolling around, you wouldn't think.
No, but I'm saying he probably... even if they didn't pay him the 50 mil, he must have had at least 5 million in his checking account, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Then he disappeared for a decade.
Yeah, but I mean, how much are you going to spend on living in Ohio?
If you're Dave Chappelle... Well, no, because he was in Africa.
Yeah, but still, even 100 grand a year, that's 1 million.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And then if you invested, you still stay 1
million. Yeah, and you're in South Africa, too. Isn't that where you went?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's not like it's probably not super expensive to live there.
True. You know what I mean? I guess I just see him as he is now, and like I couldn't imagine him living off of 100 grand a year. You know, it's a very good living, but
yeah,
I don't know. He doesn't seem to have too many ridiculous habits.
But he's Dave Chappelle, dude.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
He goes everywhere. I like comedy club. He gets drinks for free, food for free, probably hotels for free, weed for free. Definitely, everybody wants to give Dave Chappelle a joint.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. There's probably
he said he like ate mushrooms after the fan gave him.
But he's paying for every meal that he's ever been to in the last decade. You know what I mean?
You guys are thinking too small. You got to think big. You got to think like investments and like the things that he spends. You know, Dave Chappelle has cars. Like Dave Chappelle has shit.
I bet he doesn't.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think like he's a minimalist. That's why he moved to Ohio, small city. Why would you want to have a collection of, like Jay Leno? In
yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess you're right. Ohio. I guess you're right.
I just never heard him talk about a car.
I've heard him talk about his father and his upbringing, and he just like he wants his kids to be raised normal, not like Conan or Adam Sandler at private school in L.A.
Oh yeah,
I didn't know that Sandler was a inheritor of clout or whatever. You saying Adam Sandler was what is that? What you just said?
No, like their kids have to go to like private schools.
Oh, those people's kids. Okay, I thought you were saying this is what they turn out like, like Adam Sandler. Well, but you're talking about those people's kids.
Like, I saw a random tweet, and somebody's like, I went to school for my kids, like, bring your dad to work day, and fucking, like, Bill Hader showed up. Like, I feel that's what you're kind of dealing with in LA, is, like, living in the shadow of your parents all the time.
Yeah. And I still, though, think about being in Ohio, it's probably just as bad for those kids, because their dad is the biggest thing in town.
Yeah.
It's not like you go...
But at least he's just Dave. You know what I mean? Like, he can just be, like, a person, probably, because he knows everybody, and they're not going to... You're going to fawn over him for a little bit, and then once you know him, you're going to be like, all right, that's Dave.
I suppose, but I still think the other kids are going to be like, yeah, your dad's totally, like, the guy.
Do you think that it would make them cool as fuck, or make them, like, be picked on and bullied?
I don't know. I would guess they're cool as fuck because they have all kinds of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they were the kids who had the trampoline in the backyard.
And their dad's like Chappelle. Like, their dad's not, like, an embarrassing person. Well, like, everybody...
We are in love with Chappelle, but how do 15-year-olds feel
I'm not sure if I'm in love with him anymore, honestly.
Yeah. Okay, we do like him.
Yeah.
Okay. But how the 15
You just lost
feel?
Your spot on Dave Chappelle.
That's a good question, dude. That's a good question.
Because I've been thinking.
I missed the question. What was the question?
We do like Dave
Chappelle. We are 20, 30 something comics, so we like
But
Chappelle.
How does Gen Z feel about Dave Chappelle?
I don't know.
I bet they're indifferent, I would imagine.
Next time I'll see Kendra, I'll ask her, do you know who Dave Chappelle is?
Yeah, you totally should. Yeah, you should.
What do you
think? Because she knows who John Mulaney is.
I mean, he did the 13 rant or whatever after Floyd.
That 848
was, or yeah, whatever, however many minutes and seconds it was that they were leaning on the guy. And I mean, so I feel like he's still relevant, you know, because that was huge news or whatever when he did that.
I mean, but also we're with adults, like in the adult world.
Yeah, I suppose
like,
that's true.
Like kids are just that's a different world. Like that TikTok, that's a
really giving
thing.
The Dave Chappelle autobiography here.
God. Well, we're getting old and we have to talk about the good old days, bro.
All right, I want to go back to what Kaylee said about famous people getting stand-up shows. Famous celebrity.
Oh yeah, right. I fucking hate that shit, dude.
Name one guy that you saw that got a stand-up special that you don't think he deserved one.
Oh, no, that's different. That's different. Okay, but I see what you're saying.
No. I'm saying still like for me, I think someone who's famous for something else than stand-up comedy. That's what I'm saying. Name a guy.
Well, the obvious choice is Brendan Schaub.
He got a special?
Yeah.
With who?
Netflix, I think.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's been out for like 2 years. He's got a special for a while.
That's when he just started then. So like, fuck that. Fuck him.
And
nobody takes him seriously.
I've heard one joke where he's making a joke about, it's such a prophetic joke when he's talking about Asian people being bad at math. And I'm like, that's not it. I mean,
be more hack. Try it.
Yeah.
You guys haven't even heard his bits.
I've heard some of his comedy, very little. But
I feel
no.
I'm gonna say I've a heard person. His and
I don't like him on podcasts either. He just sucks.
I'm gonna say a person. I think she's gonna be mad about it.
Okay,
Eric Andre.
Who's Eric Andre?
Oh, I love stand up was bad, dude. His stand up's terrible. Eric Andre's the crazy dude. He had like the Eric Andre show. He's just a wild. He's a black guy. He's like Cat Williams, but not like fresher.
His closer was stealing a joke from Bobby Lee and bending over and showing his nutsack between his legs. That was his closer.
He's great at like sketch and improv. Terrible at stand up. I watched the same thing. I couldn't get through 15 minutes of it. It was so bad.
I hate that.
I haven't liked anything ever of
Did you watch Bad Trip?
That I've watched. I don't know.
Bad Trip was really good.
The best scene is when he's in a zoo and he gets raped by a gorilla, dude. I laughed so hard.
I have never seen like a prank show with a narrative.
Yeah.
Like it was a prank show and he was pranking different random people, but there was a storyline.
Oh, you never watched Borat?
Shut up. It's different.
It's the same. He's pranking people. And yeah. He's trying to marry Pamela That's Anderson. True.
I guess so.
I was telling Maggie, I was watching it. I'm like, this is a black attempt of recreating Borat.
You think so?
I told it to Maggie. I'm like, but less funny.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. People are going to, yeah.
Look, he's with a best friend. They get in a fight. What happens? Borat, he loses his body. He's trying to find love at the end, right, to the girl?
Sure.
Who shuts him down, just like Pamela shut Borat down. It's very, to me, it was like very similar.
Almost straight across, huh? Yeah. I saw...
All right, I'll give you that.
I saw the Cruella movie, and it was like The Devil Wears Prada by Disney.
Oh, really? Get the fuck out.
Yeah, it was like, I'm the intern at a fashion agency, and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of thought about it. Like, the more I thought about the movie the next day, I was like, first of all, it is kind of a fun movie. It's got like a soundtrack that's like all the boomers are like giving their like last stab, and they're like we need people to know that Iggy Pop and the Stooges were cool,
right? You know?
But outside of that, like, I think the movie is kind of like appealing to cancel culture, like empowering them, because essentially the Cruella chick ruins someone's life rather than just press charges on them. You know what I mean? Like,
I love a good villain origin story, though.
isn't that based in like the 50s?
Yes, I would agree. It's not.
That's what you did in the 50s. You didn't go to a lawyer. You just fucked someone's wife.
I don't know. I don't know. Right? But it was an interesting movie. It wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad movie, but it was definitely kind of like that. It was like, let's take matters into our own hand and be petty, which is fun. Always a good revenge story. You're right. It's pretty good.
Oh, they made men evil? What a shock surprise.
Did anyone see...
Oh, they made men accurate?
Did anyone see Alana Glazer?
So!
Her fucking...
I didn't
special?
See her shit, but it made me pissed
it
off.
So cool.
Who's
and
Alana Glazer?
Yeah, I don't know this.
She's
know.
She was on a sketch show. Comic. She was at Second City, and she has a great show called Broad City, and she's so fucking funny at improv
about,
and sketch.
I know about Broad
City. And
she
sucks at stand-up, because she was like, I'm famous now, I'm going to do stand-up. And obviously it's bad, and it pisses me
so
off.
So bad.
And I really like her.
Mm. It's almost unfair to her, though, like, because if she does want to do stand-up,
right,
people are going to pay attention. And
yeah, but like...
And it is going to be bad when you
but
start.
But also, you could also just go to, like, underground bars. Like, you do not have to, for the first couple years, you do not have to do whole shows.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But I think people don't understand...
You have to tour.
When
that's
they're
insane.
Famous, yeah. When they're famous, they're like, I want to get in front and try the stand-up thing in front of 400 people.
It makes
and
sense.
They don't know what it's like.
It's the quick, easy route. Yep. Whereas, like, obviously that's not going to last. Like, Adam Devine had a terrible one, too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and it's not, but I feel like if they actually took the time, like they took 3-4 years, whatever, and just did it underground, they would get good enough where they could actually be a good stand-up.
Yeah, they could probably keep a lower profile.
Okay, so in that case, what's going to happen to Eddie Murphy when he comes back?
Oof. It's going to be impossible for him to practice.
I've heard.
Yeah, but he's also Eddie Murphy. Like, Chappelle came back and he was good. We're not going back to Chappelle, but like, he's Eddie Murphy.
I heard Eddie Murphy hangs out with Chappelle. Oh, we're not going back to Chappelle.
That's right. No,
Murphy's got a hard hill to climb if he does want to come back.
I did hear him say that he wishes that he spent more time back in the day doing stand-up, because he did it for like 4 or 5 years, maybe, at the most.
No, it wasn't very long at all.
Well,
he
recorded
was
Raw
years old,
when he did...
How old was 20, he when he did Raw?
He was 20 when he did Raw.
But then he did the one after it.
Yeah, I mean...
He went into movies and kind of stopped.
Yeah. Wow. Well, he did SNL too.
Damn, he was 20.
20 years old, dude.
He was like 19 on SNL, I think.
Imagine him in that red leather suit being 20 and probably
getting...
Are you
fucking kidding me?
Have you ever watched...
That blows my mind.
Have you ever watched the whole special to the end when he walks out and they're going out to party, they're talking about it?
Yeah.
Imagine how much fucking puss he got after that special, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Always comes back to the puss for Cuba.
Every time.
Every time. You gotta have goals, right?
He probably got my lifetime's worth in that one night.
Let's be honest. Eddie Murphy was going for dudes.
You think?
That's what everybody says.
I could be into that.
Everybody says that. I think he. Yeah, people say that Eddie Murphy was like closeted gay.
Really?
I'm gonna Google it.
No, Paul Moody. Moody was a closeted
gay. Paul Moody
gay.
And okay, just a second here.
Didn't mean to snap
Eddie
you.
Murphy. Eddie Murphy gay. Let's see what Google says. Eddie Murphy talks. No, it doesn't address. I swear to God, people have said that Eddie Murphy was
lying.
I swear.
I've
mean,
never heard
none of these
Eddie
articles
Murphy.
Are going to say it right out of the gate.
They're not going to say it.
Well,
they're not going to say faggot, but
they're not. They're not going to capitalize. Eddie Murphy is.
But that's what black community would call a gay guy.
Well, that's what he did. No, I swear to God, I think But regardless, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to find it after the podcast when I have time to not fill the air with dead. Mm. And then I'm going to rub it in you guys' face. Because Eddie Murphy likes dudes. Dude, he wore a red leather suit on stage with tight leather pants.
Maybe he's just confident in his masculinity. It was a good look.
I mean,
women lost their minds over it.
What? How does that confident in your masculinity? It's confident, but I don't know if it's confident in your masculinity.
Why not?
It's confident for sure.
I am a bad guy to talk about gaydar. I didn't know Freddie Mercury was gay until
Until
I was 18.
Wow. Okay. Well,
and someone told me at the swimming, he's like, "Yeah, did you see those? There were two grown guys were talking about, you know, Queen, and were saying, yeah, I mean." He was definitely gay with all of this tight shirts and mustaches. I'm like, what?
What?
He's gay? Like,
but they said the same thing about Prince, and Prince supposedly was not gay.
Yeah, I didn't think. I don't think Prince was gay till now.
Chris Kattan, what do we think?
Chris Kattan. You don't know Chris Kattan?
Really? SNL?
That was...
He did like the monkey sketch?
Yeah, what the hell is that? Mr. Peepers.
Mr.
Monkey Boy?
Yeah. No,
and then he was in Night at the Roxbury?
Yeah. Yes.
That guy.
You don't know that guy?
No.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Never mind.
He had a huge beef with Norm Macdonald.
Yeah, did he really? On the pod. That's what I was thinking about.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Why did he not like Norm? Norm didn't like him.
Yeah, you can see how their personalities would just be like.
I imagine Norm just treated him like he was a joke.
I watched, who's that one fucking guy that was, he used to do stand-up too, and he was in SNL with him, and he was talking about how, like, Kattan would just, like, overcompensate. He thought he was gay too, and would just, like, overcompensate. Jim Brewer.
Yeah, I was going to say Goat Boy.
And would overcompensate and be like, ah, fuck, like, around girls all the time. Mm. I didn't, like, he's like, maybe he's gay, maybe he's just a little
syndrome,
I don't know. Because he's a little dude, so little dudes kind of do that anyways often.
They peacock, they puff their chest.
You're not, I don't consider you little at all. You're short.
And these stitual Adam Nining.
No. I don't consider any of them Shots little. Fired. That Adrian guy, I consider him little. Because he's like thin.
That's the golf
he's
guy.
Like frail.
Golf shorts.
Yeah.
Adrian doesn't wear shorts, does he?
Ashmore or whatever his name.
Ashmore, yeah.
His disgusting ears.
They're gross.
What?
The hoop earrings?
Dude, I hope he's not listening.
Dude, he took those.
Yeah, I bet he listens.
He's at home looking in the mirror crying right now.
He'll be so happy just to hear that his earlobe was mentioned.
Why? People know I exist?
Little has to do with, like, I feel like less height, more girth.
Oh, yeah, like...
Do you know what I mean? Like, Blake's not little to me,
Blake's
but, like...
thick.
If somebody was 2 inches taller than him, but 30 pounds less, that would be little
to me. You got some girth on you.
You like choke people?
You can be short, but you're broad. You're broad. I don't know, Blake.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well,
been
we won't talk positivity. So
it's working out for you.
There was this, speaking of big and little, there was this WNBA chick. She was, I don't know, whatever she's doing.
No, you lost me.
I don't know much about basketball, but essentially, like, she was like a center or something like that, and the coach wanted the referee to call her for, like, I don't know, like, some sort of physical altercation. Mm. And he was like, come on, dude, she's 300 pounds. And, like, that was, like, relevant because of her size and, I don't know, basketball. You got to know about basketball, and I don't, unfortunately. But the point was is she got in a big huff and said that, you know, you can't talk about a woman's weight like that. And then she said big is beautiful and stuff, but think about this. That makes no sense. He called you big, and you're saying big's beautiful. So he's calling you beautiful, right? Right? Like, you can't be like, he was decrying me by calling me what I say is beautiful. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Ugh.
You can't be sensitive about something if you think it's a point of pride, right? Is that?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, she's taking it with a negative connotation.
Yeah.
And then trying to spin it. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, even if someone thought, like, it was insulting, like, if I walked up to Blake and I was like, take your huge, disgusting dick somewhere else, Blake would be like, well, I think big dicks are fine. So,
if you look at through history, the aspect of beauty changes with each, you know, century. Where now, like, in ancient Greece, chubbier ladies and small penises were...
Is that true?
Small penis was...
That doesn't add up, though. Why?
That doesn't.
Why would fat girls want small penises? They can't even, like...
Girls didn't have a lot of choice back then.
Yeah, and the girls didn't shape the culture. Like, the men did. And because
Yeah.
All of the statues are small penises, and that's
great.
That was desired. That was handsome.
You're supposed to be intellectual
because the slaves,
if you had a little dick.
Like... in the 1800s, the slaves were black, so the idea was to keep your skin pale. As pale, the paler it was, the more attractive woman you were. And in ancient Greece,
and the black dudes had big dicks.
The slaves in ancient Greece, like whatever they brought from Africa, had big penises, and the white men said that was disgusting, and it's attractive to have small penis.
We need to get that back. So.
Blake is a sleeper. Like, when he comes in, he comes in hot.
But I don't get why would chubby women in Greece be more attractive? Like, so, if you see all
the... I think it's what you don't have.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
In England, scarcity. Like, right, scarcity of goods, like, you didn't have as much food to eat and stuff. So the people that did have a lot of food and were, like, chubbier, they were richer, they were wealthy, they had money. Like, that was, like, a signifier.
And it was just rare to see a chubby chick because everybody else is starving.
I think.
So you think because...
Now we have so much. It's
the trend,
everywhere.
Now everybody that has money exercises because that...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so now, mm-hmm. Okay.
Everybody's fat. Everybody you see in Walmart is fat. Like, to not be takes effort and work.
Also, though,
because, like, the rulers kind of control history. So what if they just, like, what if they just say, well, what if we say that fat is
trash? How much you think is not true?
No one actually thought that, but they just wrote down, like, this was...
Fucking uggos.
Well, you know, or, there is something about, like the British accent is an anomaly. Like, it didn't exist. And then...
It's disgusting.
And then... And then the British high life, like the royals
really
and stuff,
British
started to
accents,
speak that way.
Uh-huh.
So then the citizens would start to speak that way to intimidate the other people because that's what wealthy people sound like. See what I'm saying? So they thought they sounded like a wealthy person if they talked like that.
Right.
So it just kind of actually made itself up. And the same can be said with like being fat, you know?
Yeah.
Like the king's fat. And he's like, well, this is cool. And everybody's like, well, he's fucking rich. If I get fat, people
most
will
social
think
dynamics
I'm rich.
Are just entirely arbitrary.
Yeah. Yeah.
But most of the, you know, prime politicians at power right now are rather skinny. And we make fun of the fat ones, like Chris Christie, Donald Trump. But then we say fat is beautiful, right?
Yeah.
So which one is it?
It's whichever emotion you're having.
Yeah, I was going to say, whatever you're feeling.
As long as you can back
up. We got
up.
A plethora of ideologies, whatever.
Exactly.
Pick and choose.
But you know what? That's great. America. Ain't that America? I just wish that people wouldn't think that they were right. That's what bothers me.
Yeah.
Is when people are like,
I don't mind if you think you're right. It's when you know you're right and you're wrong. Like,
I don't care. I don't care. I just like when people are like, well, we don't want this because it's bad for the country. I'm like, what the fuck do you know about what's good and bad for the country? You've been alive for 200 years? No, you don't know shit. You can say, this is what I think. That'd be great if you use those words every once in a while. Right. But when people are like,
in my educated opinion.
Yeah, you can say.
Opinion is the key word.
Yeah, but no one does that anymore.
Like, yeah.
We can't have that because it'll be this. And you don't fucking know, you moron, but whatever. Yeah.
Also, any one ideology doesn't make any sense. Like, any one way of thinking, like, you think you're the one. You think you're the one that knows everything about fucking everything. You're fucking not.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're a dork who works that goes to fucking stand-up open mics. Like,
that's why I'm saying, like, if you associate yourself with one party, why do you think you have to follow all of the I'm pro-abortion, against the guns, and blah, 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 blah. Why can't you, like I said, why can't you be, Black Lives Matters, but I hate gay people.
Right. Yeah, some stand-up does a bit about that. Like, why do you, when you know my ideas on abortion, why do you immediately know what I think about gun rights?
Yep.
That's weird.
Yep.
Yeah, well,
that doesn't make any sense either. They're unrelated. In theory, like, some of it's kind of vaguely related politically, but, like, a lot of it's just, like, this is what this party believes, so this is...
It's because it's strategically smart, and the people who are in charge of the party brainwash the people who are less intelligent to follow and vote as a block, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, well, it's smarter and strategically if we can get everyone to vote the same way. So we have to brainwash them into thinking that...
Well, if you can get a hive mind going,
exactly.
Like, that's what...
This is all the same thing. Abortion is gun rights, you know.
Right.
Whatever.
That's why I took a stand and never voted ever.
Really? Ever?
I haven't voted yet, ever.
Ever? How old are you? How many elections?
26.
So that's
you're 26.
Yeah.
17.
I was thinking like
24. It's 22. Yeah. So two or three elections you could have voted in, probably, right? Yeah. Plus the midterms. I know you would have wanted to get into those. Those every 2 year elections.
This year was last year was the first year I voted. And but, then I saw that capital rise. I'm like, oh my God, what did I do?
Did you vote for Trump? Oh my God, dude.
I even saw Corey.
Oh, you told me that. Maggie was like,
I saw Corey walking out of the municipality building in Carnegie, and we both.
Corey voted? I fucking hate you guys. I can't stand you. I'm shocked Corey voted.
Yeah, he did. He goes,
The weirdest thing to me about Corey, the weirdest character fucking thing I heard about Corey is that he originally liked Bernie. I was like, what?
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I believe it.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Bernie's super like...
In 2016, he was a Bernie person. I was like, how the fuck?
He told me that too. He doesn't.
Bernie was super out there, dude. Like, he's very left.
I guess what did he say about Bernie was that
in terms of rebellion?
What enticed him was that he's gonna cancel like a student debt.
Huh? Yeah,
but then everything else, Corey's like, that's not what Bernie is for.
Yeah, so. I don't know. It's plus I think Corey's probably the guy who votes more on personality than he does like issues. You know what I mean? Like, and Bernie was always
he's like Trump's my dude.
Yeah, yeah. Bernie was a curmudgeon, a grumpy curmudgeon, and Trump was an asshole.
Curmudgeon,
and that's what freaking Corey likes.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, if you guys don't know who Corey is, check him out on Instagram at KKK.
At Clanhood 5000.
CLH Comedy or something.
KKK Comedy.
He's posted nothing.
Shout out, Corey. We'll have you on soon, buddy.
He did create his new Instagram. He invited me.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, wow, what do you mean?
Because the Instagram...
He thinks he's going to get shows, so he made an official Instagram account.
He thinks he's going to get shows?
Shows.
Oh, shows. Okay, that makes way more sense.
Because the current Instagram he has, that's...
Like that wife and kids and stuff.
That was for
Trump.
No, that was Corey used to do gay rap.
So you're calling it gay rap or he?
No. You listen
like about gay people?
Did you ever see him do it at the park one?
About being gay
one night?
Yes, yeah. About him being gay. And it's 50,000 views on YouTube. They were very popular, and it's really good and funny, dude.
Is it actually good?
I believe it's funny.
It's really good. The lyrics are hilarious, and he's a really good rapper, too.
Why does he want to separate himself from that? He should keep that clout and keep on rolling.
And I think it was called, like, Foskeen. And just type in Foskeen gay rap. And okay.
How do you spell that?
Foskeen.
Foskeen.
I'm pretty sure that's how you
spell it. Like foreskin.
That's what I think when I say.
Did you guys know Samantha Bentley was on an episode of Divorce Court?
No.
Yeah, dude. And it was fake. It was 100% fake. She was on with a woman. And like, it's great. It's on YouTube. It's cool. Fantastic.
Do the producers of the show know it's fake or are they fake?
Yes.
No, okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she said everybody like knew.
I knew a guy who went on Sally Jesse Raphael and it was all fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and his best friend and his best friend's wife just said that they were all fucking each other, and then they went on and did whatever.
Dude, House Hunters. You ever watch House Hunters?
Uh-uh.
It's just a show where, like, these couples, they, like, go to, like, three or four different houses or whatever.
Yeah.
Pick their house and move into it. Like, they will, like, go to houses that, like, are, because my aunt is, like, a real estate agent in Florida, in Orlando, and they will, like, ask to go into homes of people that actually live there because it looks nice and it's, like, furnished and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll go into, like, actual homes that are not being sold. And, like, that's what they'll look around and be like, oh, I kind of like the bathroom. And they've already picked a house and have been living in it. And that's the house at the end that they're like, this is the one we picked.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? Sense.
Okay.
Reality TV is nuts.
Wait. I'm not putting together the math on this. So they go into, they're pretend shopping for houses.
Right.
And then they go into houses that aren't for sale.
So in the show, they're shopping for houses.
Yeah.
In real life, they've already picked a house and are living in it.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're going into non-for sale homes. And just pretending like they're shopping for a home. And then they'll film like them actually picking the home that they ended up.
I wonder why they go into houses that are furnished and stuff just so it looks nice. Because like seems like for me, you'd think I could eventually put together continuity. Be like, wait a second. Why does this house have cable television if it's for sale? You know, you can figure it out.
I mean, the people that watch HGTV, aka me and my mom, like we're not the most astute individuals.
Mm, I see.
Yeah.
I could have said that, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'm really enjoying this, but I have to go.
Do you really have to go already?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Damn, that was quick.
Dude.
I would like to spend 2 more hours in here.
The fuck you would. It's kind of... We'd like it if you left 2 hours ago. Well, tell your parents hi. How do you say... do your parents speak Polish?
Yes.
Or what do they call it? Polonese.
Polonese.
Polonese. Yeah, there you go. Pull off. I'm sure you've heard that one before.
Yeah.
All right. Well, eat some cheesecake for me, bro.
Thanks, man. I'll see you, man.
You know how to get there? It's you got to use your car, and then you go down the road.
Hold on. What's the first thing called?
Hi, bye, love you.
You're not blocked in, are you?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, fuck. I don't even know. No, just set it on the table. I'll pick it all up tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I want to do another one. This was fun.
Well, I should have got here earlier, but we were at the powwow with the smart folks.
Powwow.
See you, Cuba. That's right. I called you Cuba. It's Cuba.
Cuba.
What?
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Never mind. Just Cuba going by Cuba. For a little bit of time, he was thinking about changing his name, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know either. I think on Facebook he's like Cuba. Like he separated.
Yeah, yes. K-U
yeah.
Dash B-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know his last name. I couldn't tell you.
No. I'm not going to learn it ever either.
No, I don't care.
He's like Roseanne.
Yeah.
He's leaving, so.
I actually do know her last name.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Aww.
You guys me and Aaron are the only people here that are going to be here.
That's crazy. Do you feel weird?
You said it's a couple months still for you?
I'm leaving in August, so a little less than 2 months now.
Jesus.
Yeah, baby. Mm. I mean, I'm going to be back all the time.
And you said where?
Chicago.
Chicago. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to Chicago then.
Yeah, me and Joey.
You, Joey, and then Chris obviously went already.
Oh, yeah,
Scriba.
Yeah.
So there'll be like a whole.
I don't plan on staying there though. I think like 2-3 years max and then the city.
Okay. New York, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Proving ground. Yeah. You should go out there anyway, right now. Just like to New York for road trips or whatever.
I do visit a lot. So I have friends who live like, I went to like school in upstate New York. So like I have a lot of friends that live outside the city.
Uh-huh.
And so I'll just like stay with them going in a couple weeks. And I'll just like pop into the city. It's nice. It's like a train ride.
Do you ever do comedy there?
I've done it twice at open mics. Creek in the Cave.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm pretty jealous of that actually because it doesn't exist anymore.
It was interesting because like I thought I was excited. I know, for real. But I was excited. I was like nervous. Like everybody's going to be so good. Like it's New York. No. It's an open mic. Like, everybody sucks as bad as Pittsburgh.
Nice.
And I was, like, actually kind of good there. And I was like, oh, like, this is going to be
well.
Cool. Yeah, I've heard shit about, like, you got to pay to be on mics.
There's some mics like that. This like one that, wasn't or, it.
Yeah, I imagine there's some. Not everything's like that.
But. I think the annoying thing, too, is, like, you have to take trains across the city. So, like, it'll cost you $10-$15. Or maybe not that much.
I would
but, like,
totally,
$10 to,
totally
like, get to 3
motorcycle,
different mics.
I think.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've never been in New York, so I don't know.
You've never been?
That it would work. No, but I would think that you could get around on a motorcycle pretty easy.
Yeah.
And then park it anywhere you want.
Yeah, it seems way more convenient.
Yeah. I have a buddy from...
But then, like, the snow and the rain is the thing that would be like the...
I've ridden in the winter, but probably not as good. You're right. It'd definitely probably do to train in the winter. I had a buddy in high school who moved to New York, and he rode moped, and he held his license plate on with Velcro. So he would just chain his moped to a lamppost and take the license plate with him, and then he can't get a ticket.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, people got to be doing that kind of shit all over out there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mark Norman's got his moped cover stolen like 10 times.
Really?
People just steal the cover. See, I don't know if I'm down with that, you know, being... Like, he lives in good neighborhoods, I would think,
because
he's well off.
You think he's well off? I feel like he's like okay, but he's not like got money.
He's not.
In New York, like it takes a lot to be well off in New York.
I've listened to his podcasts that he's on, and he's definitely moving on up, if you will.
Good for him. He
lives in.
I
don't know the neighborhoods of New York very well.
Bushwick.
Something about the Village or something. Is that a
place? Oh yeah, Village is. It's like
up.
It's like trendier.
Yeah. So he just moved into a place like that. Owns another place. So he's got to be killing it. Got to be killing it. Plus, I heard like Tim Dillon makes $30,000 a month off of Patreon.
Wow, dude.
So people are doing all right.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty cray, right?
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. I wish I could do that.
I know. There's still time.
There will be. There will be plenty of time.
Patreon, dude.
Yeah.
I'll be on the Patreon.
You'll be
dude,
on.
Andrew got a Patreon for his podcast.
Do you think so?
He started a Patreon.
Yeah,
he started a Patreon.
Worst,
he's probably making
like
$40 from it, but he started a Patreon.
Well, either way, good for him.
He said they had like... I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 people are. So that's pretty fucking cool.
That cast is political, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Left leaning. Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I don't really have opinions anymore. I just.
That's my problem too. Is my brain
too high to really take hard stances on anything anymore?
That's you know? I think my
brain power is at an all-time low.
I think my brain's deteriorating with the less I care about being right. You know what I mean? Because I used to argue with people a lot more, which is an exercise. You know what I mean? And now I don't fucking bother. I can listen to an idiot tell me about how smart they are all day, and I'll just just smile and nod because I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that honestly, like my.
That's how I thought about Trevor the first time I met Trevor. The first time I met Trevor, he started talking about flat Earth, and I was like, "This dude's a moron."
Yeah. Dude, that's what I say to defend Trevor, him. Though. People are like, "Trevor's a bad person." I'm like, "No, he's not, dude. He's just an idiot. Like, he's a good dude."
Corey pretends to believe in Middle Earth, I think.
Corey's like, he's funny because, like, Earth. I don't Hollow know Earth. How much he Hollow actually Earth. Believes what he says.
Yeah.
Like, everything said with such layers of irony. I'm like, what do you think? Like, I don't know.
And that's the sweet spot. I wish I could get to it. I wish works. I could get to it. It's like the same with Tim Dillon. Like, he says so much shit that you can't hold any of it against him because if you know all of it can't be true, so you don't.
That's the thing too. When people like cancel him or whatever, and I'm like, I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but also like, I don't. It's like it's Tim Dillon. He's just gonna say wild shit, and like you ignore the shit that doesn't make sense, and you pay attention to the funny shit. Like that's the whole thing.
And he says so much wild shit that obviously he doesn't mean all of it. So who are you to know when he doesn't?
I think he's
could
kind of become part of his character, but like he's like an Alex Jones type. Like that's his whole shtick.
Yeah.
Like he loves being that person.
He grew up on Alex Jones, right. Supposedly.
I believe it.
I miss the Alex Jones train. I wish I would have got on it. Yeah. I do. He sounds...
you still could.
Well, I guess. He's only got his own website now, isn't it? Basically just him and InfoWars, and you can't find him anywhere else because all the internet's canceled him. Isn't that good?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't think he has any...
He doesn't have any pull. Like.
Yeah, he's basically... You got to go to Alex Jones to find Alex Jones.
He's one of the few that actually has been canceled.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I agree. It's like people talk about cancel culture all the time. Most people are doing okay. Alex Jones really got fucked.
Yeah, but it was that Sandy Hook stuff that got him worst. When he called them all crisis actors or whatever.
Oh my God. Dude, I knew people in college who said that shit. Like, it's like, I get that he has a big platform, but also he's Alex Jones. If you're going in believing everything he says, that's on you, isn't it?
Yeah. I agree that, like I said, like, who gives a shit if he said something hateful or mean or whatever? Like, isn't that the whole point, that we're supposed to be able to say those things?
You cannot like him. You cannot watch him.
Exactly.
Sure. Do that.
If someone says hateful, mean things, that's
how
you...
You can even say, hey, I don't like that guy. You shouldn't watch that guy. You can say that. Sure. Yeah. That's your freedom and right as well. But, like, it's weird. It's weird, too, because, like, companies, they do have individual stake in things. Like, YouTube, whatever. All right, you have a right to protect your investment, of course. But it's just weird when, like, especially, like, social media corporations and stuff like that try to, like, become voices of reason when you're clearly not. Like,
well, it's the same thing we were talking about earlier. It was when someone says their opinion as if it's a fact, you know? They're canceling a certain viewpoint because they're sure that they're building the better future.
Yeah.
Which is silly, but whatever.
Yeah. Weird way for me to relate this to crypto, but...
but we're going to bring it back.
There are...
The bull.
There are like companies that are actually trying to make like decentralized like social media platforms, like to where there won't be any fucking entity that they're to ban.
That would
you,
be
really.
Crazy. How would
but,
they do
yeah,
that?
I imagine it would be a fucking wild west.
Wait, can you explain
just
that?
Fucking, like, well, basically, it's hard to explain fucking network bullshit because one, I don't really know how it all works, but
the same way a cryptocurrency can live in the ether of the internet instead of on a server, like a specific server, theoretically.
I guess there's a bunch of nodes or whatever, but there's no like main fucking controlling thing. Yeah. I'm a moron. But.
Is this like AI taking over the internet?
No, it's just like there's no central controlling thing. It's to make it just like a more free.
Like Facebook.
But the whole to be able idea to make it that way, don't you have the control because you made it that way?
Well, Facebook has a building with a bunch of computers in it that do the processing for Facebook. But what he's talking about is users like me and you subscribing to a service, and we become part of the calculating device for that service. So now Facebook is everyone rather than a central company.
Yeah, like
see what
one
I'm
of
saying?
The main things behind like our cryptocurrency computer. And everything is that it's decentralized. So basically, there's no governing force. You can send it
can
anywhere over.
Shit.
Yeah, you can.
When me and him make a cryptocurrency transaction, my computer and his computer do the work together to make that transaction happen, rather than having a message sent to Facebook server okaying it, and then processing transactions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so now it's a it's one big mega computer that is the web rather than a centralized computer that's hooked to the web. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, I know even less than Blake does
that
about
kinda
it.
Makes
probably.
Sense. Yeah.
But as is my, as
I know
is
the
my
least,
understanding.
Clearly.
That'd be pretty cool, though, if they could do that. My experience has been that the less regulation, like a social network has, the more of a bag of trash it usually ends up being.
The more getting videos.
Like it goes south real.
Do you think it's just like less hands in the pot?
I just think that when people don't have accountability because they're anonymous, that they say the worst shit they can. You know, it's just how people do stuff. Uh-huh.
It's just going to be graphic porn and fucking.
Yeah. People are pretty petty.
Torture.
And especially when they're not like face to face, they just read something. They imagine the other person's being petty. You know what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing too about like any sort of digital communication is so much of it can be misinterpreted and misconstrued because mm-hmm. there's the internet leaves no place for nuance.
No, it does not. But it's good. Every time I hate
is
the
it, good?
It is because every time I think I hate the internet because of all the. People on it. I also find some sweet ass memes. Like, you know?
Yeah, like, it's like there's so many benefits, but there's also so many downfalls. Like, how do you weigh them against each other?
I just think that the more freely information is given to all of the populace, generally speaking, after learning curve, that society usually becomes greater.
You think so? What yeah. about like cancel culture though? That's like a direct result of
cancel culture happened. Like,
social media.
I've said this before, like when they first invented the printing press and then they printed the Bible.
Sure.
Like that's kind of cancel culture. Like people would walk around like saying, you're a heretic. Cause now I understand what the Bible means. Cause I can read it with, you know what I mean? Whereas before they had to ask a cardinal what he thought about it and stuff like that. And there were these gatekeepers to information. And so then all these people got pissed off at each other and they started having crusades and everything else. Blood was shed, empires fell, but eventually everything kind of mellowed out. You know what I mean? Mm. And people got used to having the information and they got tired of people killing their friends and family. So they
were okay, like, but can I postulate something
yeah,
different?
Yeah.
The internet is constantly refilling with new information. So the idea mm-hmm. of the internet in general, yes, that is a concept we can get used mm-hmm. to. But in terms of like there is every single second of the day, there's new content
that's
to
true.
Consume. Whereas the Bible, when it
and
started being like the
content.
Printing press. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, content is content, right? Real
right.
fake, what's the difference?
Yeah.
It's on the internet. So
well,
it's
I mean,
like,
yeah, the Bible, I guess, could be considered fake content by people, some
yeah.
people too.
But I mean, like that's like a concrete thing. It's like, all right, you can read it, you can take it in, you cannot take it, whatever. That's going to, okay, fine. That's a whole thing. It's done now. The internet's constantly evolving. And changing and becoming different and growing legs. And, like, I feel like there's never going to be a point in which the technology of the internet, like, stops enough that we get used to it and we become normal humans again.
I think people have a way, and maybe they don't. Maybe this has changed the way we evolve and think. But people have a way of pushing chaos out of their life and creating a stable nest to live in. So
they do?
Yeah. Like, I mean, when we buy houses, like, we have 401ks.
I think that's the healthy thing to do, yeah.
The vast majority of people are trying to save for retirement.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So if there's something like the internet that makes your day worse all the time, like eventually people are going to push that out of their lives. Now, there are people who are just hate-filled people, and they're going to love it, and they're going to stay there.
How do you know if something's bad? I feel like humans are really bad judges of what's good and bad for them and what's beneficial to them. Like, there's been tests done. Like, I've watched TED Talks.
Get addicted real quick.
I've watched a TED Talk
I've
or
watched
two
a couple TED Talks. And they talk about, like, how, like, they'll ask, like, an audience of people, like, do you think you'd make more money or do you think you'd be happier if you made $65,000 a year but you made $10,000 more than all your coworkers, or do you think that you'd be happier if you made $100,000 a year but you made $50,000 less than all your coworkers? And everybody's like, I'd be happier for maybe $100,000. They're like, not true. We've done studies on it. Like, humans just don't know what would actually benefit them. Kind of. We have these assumptions.
Man, I'm not...
I feel like that's the same with the internet. We think a lot of
it's
good.
I mean, you're saying exactly what I've thought about a lot with politics, and it's just fucking ridiculous to me that how stupid people are. History is there. You can look at history, and you can see what happens when you expose people to this type of thing, or this type of thing, or this type of thing. You can't pretend like the things are different now that you're on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
Mm-hmm.
So... I do hear what you're saying. People are terrible at choosing what is good and not good for them. And if you do just give them what they ask, which is what I think politics is a lot about nowadays, they just end up shittier. So yeah. I don't know. But you can't convince anybody nowadays that you shouldn't just give somebody more. Like that's the narrative. Like, oh, they're not having a good time. Give them more. Then they'll be happy. And it doesn't make any sense. It's never worked in the history of mankind. So I don't know. Whatever. You can. I don't even like talking about the subject because the whole. No,
I'm trying to like. Are yeah, we talking more politics or internet now?
It's not politics. We're not talking about politics or the internet. We're talking about the human condition. And the human condition is that we imagine a thing or something.
Sure.
And we think that thing is.
More is better.
And it's just. Yeah. It just doesn't work that way. What really works is. Having to try very hard just to get something, because then once you do get it, you take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what works. That's always.
I think community works too.
Community, sure. I mean,
in terms of like, people can stop fighting each other, like when people can stop saying "you suck, you suck, you suck, you're the worst for this." Like, I feel like when that historically has been beneficial for society is when everybody can kind of get on the same page. But that's not a thing that's ever going to happen.
I don't know if historically that's ever happened.
I mean, to a degree, like. Empires that are sort of more aligned just succeed for better or for worse.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't, and who knows how we measure happiness, but we've created metrics for it. They're involving like how much exercise do people get and shit like that. But I don't think there's any metrics for the happiness levels of ancient Greece. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, yes, the people who ran the country did a pretty good job about writing how good they did it.
That's true, too. It's like, but, how much of, like Blake was saying earlier, how much of history do you actually buy?
Right. So, I don't know.
Not much.
It's both, though, right? It's like, because, like, yes, you have, history is written by the victors. Absolutely, 100%. But also, it's like, you have to look at history as context for your human life on Earth as well. Like, so it's a weird line.
Or you could just never learn anything and do nothing but porno bits.
That's what I'm saying.
Like me, dude. I'm getting dumber every day.
That's what I'm saying,
dude. You guys are starting to talk about real shit, and I'm just like, we gotta get back on
the blue collar. Should we go back to Chappelle?
Like, there's gotta be some dick jokes in here somewhere. Yeah.
Getting so stupid. I used to be a dick. Smart person. I've been high since like 2013. It's like,
yeah, dude, you might want to stop. You might want to give. What are they?
You can hear it in my voice. I sound like fucking Adrian.
Yeah, you do. Adrian. Yeah, you do.
Who's Adrian?
The skinny guy.
The skinny. Oh. Gages.
Is he gay?
Whoa.
No, Gages. I said.
Oh.
Gages. He's pretty gay though. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yo.
Oh, my Lord.
I
could kind of
see it. I don't think he is, but I could see it.
I mean, he could try to convince me.
He was
give me your best offer.
He was complaining about his drive because he drives from West Virginia or something.
Okay, well.
Yeah. And I was like, he was like, oh, the rent's real low out there. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
He was like, I pay like $350. I was like, I pay like $260 to live here.
Yeah.
He was like, you have roommates? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, I can't have roommates because.
Yeah, he's not.
The bitches, dude. The bitches come over. He's like, he's gay.
That's not going to work.
He's definitely Chris Kattan. Yeah.
That's not going to work. Like,
little dude. I told you, little dude. Dude.
If you want,
little dudes do that shit.
If you want to like do something like... I like the guy.
He's fine so far.
Either way, the point...
That's how I feel.
Never mind. I lost the point.
Where was the point?
There was something about... you can't make... Like, if you, I'm not saying that his life goal is comedy. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But if his life goal is comedy and he's in like not being able to have a roommate is a deal breaker, then it's probably not gonna work out.
That's how I feel with most comics. Like, I don't know. It's cool if you're just doing it as a hobby.
Yeah, it's bowling league for some people.
Yeah, exactly.
Might be bowling league for me. Fuck. I don't know. I'm getting old.
Holton said that. Holton said it was like, it's just a hobby for me. I'm like, that's fucking cool.
That's
Mark
weird.
Holton. Oh, Mark Holton. Yeah, yeah.
That's not my vibe, but hey.
Mark's pretty funny.
Rock out with your cock out. Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Only if you get consent.
That's right.
I have no plan B.
Somebody. No, that's
and
good.
I'm not even good.
That's yeah, you are, dude. I disagree.
I'm like a fucking 2 out of 10 comic right now, and I have no plan B.
You were good.
I was.
I mean,
there was one point. At one point in 2020, I did the orgy bit at Brush Creek, and it killed. And I was like, "I'm gonna be good at
your
this comedy shit."
Ever since then,
just went downhill, man.
Yeah, I've been completely blasted, and I just do. dumber, dumber porno bits.
I genuinely think that you're like a crowd favorite. Like, you're like a comic's choice.
People like you.
I don't, yeah, I don't, I can't think of any comic that does. I mean,
Corey
I'm sure there
me
are
good
some.
Spots now.
But I can't imagine comics that don't. I'm sure there's some, but most comics think you're really funny.
I just need to get back to like taking comedy as seriously as I did the first year that I was doing it.
I kind of feel the same way. Really? I got to get back in that groove, like hustle.
Yeah, like practicing.
When I was like afraid of bombing. I was like,
yeah, now I'm like, oh, I got to go to comedy. I used to get so excited and antsy before. I'm like, oh, I got it. And I got to get back there.
Yeah, when there was a genuine fear that you were going to forget your lines up there.
Yes.
And like, I'll go up there and I'll forget my lines. And I'm like, oh, I'm just disappointed in myself.
Yes, 100%, dude.
I'm just thinking,
yeah, I barely listen to my recordings anymore. It's like one out of three.
Dude, when we first moved to Pittsburgh, I would come home from comedy and the same night I would transfer the files over to my computer, listen to the entire set, and at that time I was videotaping each one of them.
Wow.
Really? And I would sometimes make notes in, because I had every one of my jokes typed out. Every single one of them. Mm-hmm.
Do you have another one of these
guys? Yeah.
I saw that big fucking spreadsheet you had that one time. That
I still have that. I still have that, and it's good.
You have a spreadsheet? How did you measure comedy in a spreadsheet?
It's not. It's just all the jokes, and then all the jokes down one side, and then...
you had like the topics
across the top.
Okay.
So then each joke can cover different topics.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Find
and that
segues,
that way I can find segues. And I was like, well, this
something
like, oh, this joke talks about cars, talks about drugs, talks about sex.
Right.
Is there another is there another joke that covers any of those three topics?
Right.
And
I can segue into it from there.
I got you.
Yeah. That was back when I gave two shits.
I'm glad we all feel like that, though. It's not just me.
Yeah.
There's lots of new comics, too.
Yeah, there are.
I like it.
No, I
don't.
Like
not being the new dog.
I'm not going to name names, but a couple of them are kind of decent, and it's got me like, okay, I got to get good now. I cannot get passed up.
You can't get lapped.
I cannot be evidently
it's gonna happen, bro. It's gonna happen.
Worse than a newer comic. It's not gonna happen. Shut your fucking mouth.
It's not gonna happen.
I like your head.
I'm gonna get my life together, Douglas. I'm gonna stop getting blasted every night.
Once this crypto hits, I won't be worried so much.
Yeah, I'll quit my job and I'll write all day. I won't. Oh god. You guys have procrastination problems?
Nonstop, bro. I'm never prepared for comedy.
I'll answer that in a couple minutes.
My only plan for a day will be to write.
Yep.
And I won't write
Dude,
one word.
Adderall. Adderall is a great drug.
That's what people tell me. They say that one's a real hooker.
Great if you have ADHD. Great if you don't have ADHD.
See, but my problem with Adderall is that I'm always on other drugs. So an Adderall doesn't interact.
I mean,
it just like if you're smoking weed, a shit ton of weed.
Oh, it's great when you're high, dude.
It just makes
when
you
I've been told
extremely
just like,
focused on extremely fucking stupid weed.
I heard it's like meth junior. That's what
creatively,
I heard.
Creatively, though, it's fun. Have you done it creatively? Have you sat down and written and like
I need
a little
to
bit
do like
done
acid
Adderall?
And Adderall in one second.
That
I don't need
is
to open
wild.
It. I need to open any more doors. That's me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We got this mushrooms plant, though. Me and Halver, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Blake wants to go do mushrooms at the Vintage Grand Prix.
This was 100% your plan. What
no,
are you talking
I,
about
your plan. Your plan was to do mushrooms, and I was like, I don't think I could do it. And then I was like, I tried to think of a scenario where I might be able to do mushrooms again, and I was like, I could probably do it at a vintage car race.
Wait, how many times in your life have you done mushrooms?
Probably 4 or 5 at least.
Yeah,
at least.
I think we've done like 3.
Yeah,
yeah.
And honestly,
3, 4? Something like that.
After the third time, I was fairly convinced that I wasn't finding anything new. You know what I mean?
I'm probably at like 30.
Do you have mushrooms on you?
Not right now. No.
In it.
Can I buy mushrooms
for
tomorrow?
Not been answering me. It pisses me off. He's not answered me in like 2 days.
The Vintage Grand Prix is coming up. Shout out to Pittsburgh.
We will be there in the woods. High as fuck.
Wait, when are you guys doing this?
I think it's early July is when it is.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Me, you, and Halfer, baby.
You're going to have to twist my arm.
I think we should pod. That'd be kind of fun.
That'd be cool.
If it doesn't...
I don't think it works, but
we just put no expectations. If we want to throw it out, we throw it
That's
out.
That's true. We could just burn the recorder. What if we did that? That would be terrible. Because we're on mushrooms. We might do something stupid like wreck my recorder. We can't do that.
I don't think you would.
We can't take this into the forest.
I did Shane Anthony's podcast on mushrooms and DMT.
That was a train wreck.
I want to hear that.
Shane is wild.
He's a goddamn wild man. That's what I like. I like wild men. I really do. Someone who I'm not sure what they're going to do next is is like, I want
to wild card.
I want to hang out with that person.
Yeah.
I love,
I don't want him to be a violent person.
Yeah.
I just want them to be unpredictable.
But there was one point after we did the podcast where the sun was going down and it was getting like very dark in his room. And I was like, we should like, he was like, yeah, it's getting really dark in here, trying to like hint, like maybe we should turn a light on. Mm-hmm. And James was just like, yeah, it is.
He's like, yeah.
It's super dark.
Yeah, it is dark. I can't.
It's really dark in here.
Can't even barely see you. Well.
I was like, if I didn't love Shane so much, I would be terribly afraid right now.
Dude, Shane almost got in a fight at the
yeah,
mic
I was holding
day.
Them back.
Yeah, that's right. Was, that's right.
You with
I was hugging
just
him.
Some
I was
rando.
Like, Shane, baby, please.
Shane, honey.
It was pretty much.
I was shushing.
It was pretty much all Shane's fault. I'm not gonna lie. But
what happened?
He knocked some dude's hat off his head.
I missed the best shit, dude. I missed the shit.
There's
good
a
shit.
Fucking fight every week at Parkway now.
Why not there?
So fucking wild. Were you there last night?
Yeah.
Was there one last night?
I'm, oh, there yeah, was that was girl that got with, like, I mean, that wasn't a fight then. Fight, but there's always like a something that
there's
looks like
incident.
It could be
there's
a fist
incident.
Fight
yeah.
at Parkway.
And then Izzy talked to her for like 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah. What did she get kicked out or what? Why
and
did
she said
come?
Something about.
No, so she owns PMA Tattoo, apparently.
She's so tired okay. of getting is, hurt by white people.
Shut
I
up.
Heard, I heard her
shut
say that.
Up.
I heard her yell that.
Wasn't she white?
I heard her
You're
yell that.
You're the whitest person in fucking Antarctica. God damn it.
I did hear her yell that. I'm so tired of getting hurt by white people.
That's the thing. It's like if we're woke, right? Like
would
if we're
cool
like a
if
woke
we all
culture,
beat her up right
can we acknowledge? Can you acknowledge your fucking part in it then? Like if you're contributing to this narrative that I agree with that like people of color are like whatever. Bleh, you're white. Like what do you mean? You can't pull that card. That doesn't make any fucking sense. That's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that we spend way too much time trying to avoid our emotions because they make us feel bad, and feeling bad is bad. But it turns out, just like I was saying before, that when you have to work really hard to get something, you tend to cherish it and take care of it. And
she's probably one of those
mental
white...
stability can be one of those things. And the way you have to work hard to get it is by going through some mentally difficult things.
She's probably one so of those can't... white people that's like 4% fucking Cherokee and they just tried to ride on that for their whole life. And just
I don't know. But I'm serious. I'm like American. we avoid conflict and emotion and feeling sad.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the way to make
distraction. Distraction. That's all the internet is.
Well, we just
distraction.
Somebody said something mean. People shouldn't be allowed to say mean things. Or you should be a fucking adult and realize that words don't hurt. Like literally, adults made that decision for 120 years, and then in the last 20 years, we decided that was the wrong decision. But we were capable.
So, what do you mean by words don't hurt? Because, like, yes, they don't hurt physically, but there's like serious cultural repercussions of words. Often,
no, there's serious repercussional of actions, not words.
You don't think words can persuade actions?
Of course they can.
Yeah.
Of course they can.
But
those
okay.
actions are still...
I'm not judging at all. I'm just trying to get your perspective.
No, I'm
just... But like, the words themselves
and don't
are
feel,
not...
Don't feel attacked because
no,
I'm
all.
Not attacking.
Not at all. But like, so the words themselves are like not... It's like the signifier is when the actions... It turns to action that's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. All
because
right, got you.
Once it turns from words to action, just because you motivated somebody with words, like...
Should people what if it's they're intentionally trying to get those actions that we would say are like negative or whatever? Do you think then they should be held responsible if that's an intention of theirs, even if they're not the ones acting?
You're saying that if someone elicits a response intentionally,
yes.
I mean,
what about like, words that threaten actions? Well, there you have it.
Yeah, I mean that we have laws against all that kind of stuff too. It's a very gray area, obviously. But the point being is, if you tell a child that words hurt them, that child learns that words hurt them. If you tell a child words don't hurt them, that child learns that words don't hurt them. And that's a more healthy way to go about life. It just is. Like you, if you walk around,
I'm trying to put it into like a context, like a specific situation, or like
if someone calls you fat,
right.
And you're fat, and you say. Yeah, I'm
right.
fat, and your mom's fat too, and right. something back to him. Now it's a game instead of walking up to the school marm and telling the school marm that Billy needs to now be punished for his words, because now you're the one taking action because you're actually physically getting Billy into a situation.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I'm not. I agree in certain circumstances. I also think just like words have a lot of power.
Yes, they do. That's why we should be able to say all of them.
I agree. We should be able to say all of them. I also believe that we should all totally be able to have opinions about if we like that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like
yeah.
it's both.
But that's
you should be able to say anything you want. I should be able to criticize you in any way I want.
I agree, and criticizing is great. It's taking away people's jobs or taking away people's this or that.
Yeah.
Because there's no way to make everyone happy, so no matter what you say, there will be someone willing to tear you down for it. Mm-hmm. So if you say that tearing people down is fine because words are bad, which is the craziest thing. So you're saying people shouldn't hurt me with their words, so I'm going to use my words to hurt them. I mean, it's the fucking stupidest shit I've ever heard. The world is just so cyclical. This is why I'm getting dumber, because I don't find anything worth fighting anymore.
To fucking duking it out and Wild West fucking pistol draws.
Draw 10 paces.
You joke, but people had a lot more manners when there was fist fights in bars. You know what I mean? They just did. Was
society better, though? I mean, I'm not saying it's good now.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Nah.
But I do know that in my lifetime,
I don't think that works. I don't think this is working. I don't think either one really works.
It's from my perspective as someone who's generally not physically intimidated by people, but I would much rather sit in a room where there's consequences to your words, meaning violence can be the consequences to your words, than a room where there are no consequences to your words, which is ironically what we've created by saying that words can hurt people. We'd be like, well, you called him an F-bomb, so now I'm going to cancel you.
It is an interesting thing of like, when there's physical repercussions for your actions, like, and men do this a lot, I think we've talked about it before, but it's like, duping it out, whatever, you're cool afterwards. Like, you got it over with. Whereas, like, now it's like, no, we need all of these social and cultural, like, punishments for something. Yeah. I don't think that's the way to do it. I don't know if physically is the way to do it either, but it seemed like that at least worked itself out. Like, you figured out who's the winner.
Stereotypically, both used to coexist. It was just that women were the ones who attacked each other intellectually, and men were the ones socially. Who attacked each other physically.
Yeah.
And that's just how it worked. And now we don't have that. We have basically a feminization of the way we attack each other.
I would disagree, though, because I think it's different than the way females, because females tend toward exclusion, which is different than saying, hey, fuck this person, get that person, attack that person. That's very different than let's exclude them from the party.
Excluding them is the attack. That's why Alex Jones isn't on any social media, because he's been excluded.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think, like, okay, all right.
We used to have the two things side by side, and that's why there would literally be parties in the old days where the men sat in one room and the women sat in another.
What should have happened is Alex Jones should have been able to duke it out with the Parkland.
That's right.
Kids. With the Parkland kids.
One parent at a time.
Nice gladiator games. Dude, how great would it be if we brought back gladiator shit? Would you go to the audience and watch people brutally murder each other?
Did they get a choice in it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kinda...
if they get to choose if they're participating, for sure.
I'm trying to think.
Right, I guess it was kind of slaves.
Yeah, how do you get people? What if we took people and gave them a choice? But then there's always problems. But the point being is like, if you're going to life in prison, they're like,
the classic 6 weeks as a gladiator.
Which one do you want? You know what I mean?
That's so fucked. So many people would just be like getting sent to prison for no reason.
Can you imagine?
Just because they're good athletes.
Imagine the guy who's like the all-star gladiator, though. Like, everyone in his town would be afraid of him because they're like, well, he's been to prison 16 times, but fought his way out. So you don't really want to fuck with him because he'll be back next week after he kills somebody to get back out.
Yeah.
I don't know how else we can get the gladiators to work. Prisoners, that's all I'm thinking.
You know the subjugated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Absolutely. Exploit them. Think as a fuck.
They exploited somebody to get there. Let's be honest. No one's ever been wrongfully imprisoned.
Never.
Never. Not America. You ever been to jail?
Hmm?
You ever been to jail, Blake?
You ever
woke up in jail?
I was never in a cell, no.
How about you, Kaylee? You ever woke up in jail?
That was very specific. I was never in a cell, Blake said. Elaborate.
I've been arrested. I was never in a cell.
You were cuffed?
Went to the holding room or whatever?
Yeah.
Back of the cop car. I just don't picture you getting arrested waking up in jail.
I do want that, though. At some point in my 20s, right. I want to get arrested.
That's a stupid way.
Yeah, it's not a good way.
No, I
say that until you're getting arrested and you're like, no, I wish that didn't happen.
Yeah,
I didn't want this to happen.
Couple of years just to get rid of like being arrested, you know?
Being arrested?
Yeah, you get
probation. Yeah, I guess my friends did it when they were like teenagers, so they got to expunge.
Yeah, you get probation, you get fines, you get court cases. The court cases can last a couple months just in themselves, you know?
Yeah. Being arrested doesn't mean you're actually tried for anything.
Yeah, you don't have to be charged.
I mean, you have to have a charge to arrest somebody.
Well, they can drop them.
They can drop them. But as someone who's been arrested, that's generally not their plan, is to drop the charges.
I want to go to the guys. Can you, like, not do that?
Would it be okay if we just drop these?
Like,
charges?
Come on. It's totally fine. Like, I was just kidding. Yeah, when have you been arrested?
Well, first of all, in Iowa, public intoxication is illegal, and you go to jail for it. So, like, just being drunk and walking around is enough to put you in jail. So it's one of those things that I think they do it just so that when people do get, like, rowdy, you know what I mean?
They can do something about it.
Yeah, because they don't have to show up and prove that you were the guy who was in the fight. They can just prove that you're here and drunk. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I've definitely been in jail a couple times for public intox.
So fucked.
Public intox, and then I got a DUI, which is an OWI in Iowa, and then...
What's OWI stand for?
Operating while intoxicated.
Mm.
It makes it...
What was your blood alcohol level?
It's 0.08, it's the legal limit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just a little bit over double that, so whatever that is.
0.16?
Yeah, it's 0.18.
You're pretty.
0.18.
You're partying.
That's severely. Yeah.
You're having fun.
Severely.
It was super embarrassing. My sister was the dispatcher for the. For the local college, and it got arrested on the local college campus. So she's just like listening to the whole thing and like
Aaron Douglas
dispatching people to them, and the people are like, "That guy's got your same last name. You know that guy? You know?" It's like. I feel bad for her.
No, never met him.
Feel bad for her.
Do you think she lied, or do you think she still do?
I don't know. They might have figured out that... I don't know. They're the police. You'd think police can figure out who people are.
You'd think. Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I think that's all. Oh, no. I got... When I was 17 and a half, I got arrested for a burglary.
You seem like you were a wild kid, dude. Like, I wouldn't imagine it, but the stories you told me...
Yeah, I wasn't, God bless my parents for trying, but there wasn't somebody who was going to listen to anyone.
For somebody so like chilled and like settled now as a very
That's why when Blake says something like, "Who would you fight?" I'm like, "Nobody. I don't want to fight anybody."
Yeah. Like, I'm grown. Sorry.
I'm
in my 30s.
I don't want to go to jail and have my teeth chipped and chalky the next day.
I don't really want to fight anymore either after shattering my fucking hand.
Yeah, no kidding.
Busting my wrist.
You still got the pins in there, right?
Yeah.
Are you a mad dude? Like, do you get mad?
You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
Not often, but when I do, it's usually pretty bad, yeah.
Mm.
Punch walls.
Punch walls?
Not anymore, but...
That's a dumb... It's a dumb
move.
Once
you shatter your hand off a wall.
Yeah, it's not great.
I broke
I remember your hand.
I broke my hand punching a metal cabinet, so nice. I was just as dumb at one time. Ugh. Yeah, but whatevs.
I think I handled it pretty...
Girls just like
maturely.
Punch themselves. It's
and cut themselves.
Yeah, that's what I did. I didn't cut. I punched, but yeah.
It felt so bad. I was at the KFC the other day, and I ordered, and the girl was super good. Like very rarely do you go through the drive-thru and someone's like,
when you get those, you're like, yeah, you're like, bitch,
you're fucking killing,
yeah,
lady.
You're crushing, dude. Yeah,
and then she gave me my change, and her arms were all cut up. From wrist to elbow, she must.
I had a girlfriend cut herself on camera when I pissed her off
and sent it to you.
It was like live on video chat. She was like, "Hey,
exploitative."
You know how to pick them, buddy.
Yeah, dude, I get all the crazies.
BPD or bipolar?
BPD usually.
What's BPD?
Borderline personality disorder.
I'm not. I should know.
You're not on the know.
I'm not in the know. I'm not in the loop.
Wild.
I don't know anything about the border or the line. Were you going to show us something? You had me bring this thing out.
Yeah, never mention it again.
It was probably just the Drake Bell thing.
Picking
his nails
remember. The whole time.
Who's Drake Bell?
It was the pedophile.
The guy.
this guy still don't know. Yeah.
I never thought.
Jesus. Yeah.
If he's a Nickelodeon star, right? You said?
But a
they're
star.
All pedophiles.
Yeah,
they were all.
Yeah,
because
they
were pedophiled upon.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a cycle.
That's what we're saying.
It's cycle
called,
of abuse.
It's called sexual imprinting.
So why don't we just legal pedophilia? Ooh, I hate legalize that. Pedophilia.
I don't like that term.
It's the truth.
I know, I understand, but I don't like it.
People don't want to give it any credit, but it turns out it's
legalize right. It, y'all.
Yeah, dude.
Legalize it.
You sounded like Corey, dude.
Y'all. Oh, guys, should we tap out?
Is it time?
Yeah, it's a time.
I guess it is.
It's
wow.
A time.
Wow. Yeah, get you right.
We killed it. We fucking killed
hell
it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Cuba.
Fuck Cuba. Fuck
damn,
Sky.
Damn, we like doubled
fuck
the time
Sky.
Since Scuba.
Scuba?
Scuba.
Since Scuba.
Scuba.
Scuba the swim Cuba, teacher.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I never can't believe
that's dope. I'm sending him that right
he's,
now.
He's literally a swim coach. Do you know that, right?
No, I didn't know.
Shout that. Out Scuba. We'll see you next time. We're going to have Corey call you that from now on.
Anything to plug, guys?
Anything to plug, guys?
Shut up. me personally, no.
You can catch us in Pittsburgh.
At every open mic? At that open doesn't mic? Matter?
That doesn't matter. All right. Peace out. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Another one in the bag. Woo. I don't think we need Cuba at all. Cuba, stay at home next time. Yeah. Anyway, we touched on it in the pod. I don't know if you remember, but there's a local Pittsburgh legend that I was unaware of. The thing of myths. A man of mystery. His name, Foskeen. F-O-S-K-E-E-N. And it turns out, Foskeen makes some rap. Now, there's a lot of people who say, you shouldn't laugh at some things, you know? And to those people, I say, all right, try not to laugh.
Big Dick Productions. Studio Audi, man. What I tell him, you know about to go in. He pitched a tent, so I set up camp. I was licking on the dick like a postage stamp. If come his money, then I'm about to swallow legal tender. I spit his cash back in his mouth and call return to center. Told my family what I was doing, they were fucking devastated. Now my ass, she's like my parents, cause they fucking separated. Frying dick is knowledge, and I know I'm highly educated. And my asshole ain't from Oakland, but I love when it gets raided. Hey. And the dudes are dead, but we they passing dick from master mouth, cause I'm a wolf man. Really, I can't get enough of these dudes, they all my type. They like addicts cause they fiendin' for my crack on their pipe. I'm getting dick from all sides like a four-way stop. So many logs up in my mouth, it's like a fucking woodshop. Dude claiming he's straight, why he licking every nook and cranny? But I know he never got no pussy like a pre-op tranny. I'm a fucking bullet hog out quick, got his tube up on my lips like some fucking chapstick. I'm not British, but I do love me some BBC. I called it Cockney Choice cause it's B-I-G. Dude, go fucking me at break. Next dude's like Mardi Gras, bitch, but we ain't no beast. They be like pirates cause they all up in this booty for some treasure. And I fucking victim felons cause they give me go get better. I got VIPs on Robbie's swing, never low. And my assholes are club swollen members. Got two cocks, but I want more me dough. I be getting double stuff like an Oreo. Dude's got dick for days and I'ma suck for weeks. He be laying pipe all night and I hope it leaks. People look at me, throw up they nose and scoff. But I treat dicks like haters cause I fucking blow them off. Black dick, white dick, I like variety. Dude, I'm drunk off the cum, fuck sobriety. I said I'm all about getting semen like the motherfucking Navy. So he smashed my ass like taters and he covered them in gravy. We both sucking, yeah, we playing mouth tag. He got his junk all in my ass like a fucking trash bag. His pull is rock solid, so I'ma call him a hard worker. I'ma make the dick cry, call me a tear jerker. Hey, hey, you know I be licking on the bass. I be stroking on the shaft and taking knots to the face. If my ass is a tomb, then the dick is low crop. He a grower, not a show, so I call Microsoft. I hate to take a puncture him, but low when he give me the fist. He got his arm all in my ass like a ventriloquist. Got dick me standing on my toes like a fucking ballerina. Then he started docking in his fist. Queen of Marina. Done lost the dick. But luckily I found it. Got a hashtag tramp stamp telling you to pound it. He got that cartoon dick looking like it's grown. And he got my asshole gaping looking like it's yawning. Getting dicked in Paris after we got showered. I be French kissing on the dick while I'm getting Eiffel Tower. Now I'm face down on the mattress and I'm getting overpowered. Wise man told me take it like a man and iron cow. He got that long dick and I gon' learn today. He murders pretty little ass, call me John Bonet.
Holy shit. That was also brave.